This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for August 10th. I'm Paul Plack. It's happened again. NORAD sent a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter to intercept a Cessna 172 that strayed into restricted airspace near Washington, D.C. at about 5:38 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a preliminary report regarding a mid-air collision between two Piper aircraft inbound for Oshkosh via the Fisk VFR arrival on July 27th. A Cessna 185 being used to carry skydivers went down last week shortly after takeoff, resulting in serious injuries to all five jumpers and the pilot. ANN has learned that one of the jumpers on board has succumbed to his injuries. Anonymous sources within Diamond Aircraft Industries have told FlightGlobal.com that changes to power plant and de-icing systems will now likely push the D-Jet's introduction into service into 2012. Dubai has been on an airliner buying binge the past few years. There are signs it may be tapering off. Boeing and Airbus are both reporting order cancellations. NASA has announced a second opportunity for small satellite payloads to fly on rockets in 2011 and 2012. CubeSats are a class of research spacecraft called nanosatellites. Former First Lady Laura Bush will serve as a keynote speaker at a ceremony on September 11th to honor the 40 heroes of United Flight 93 on the 9th anniversary of 9/11. A law firm says it has launched a, quote, investigation into possible breaches of fiduciary duty in connection with the proposed acquisition of ExpressJet Holdings, Inc. by Atlantic Southeast Airlines, Inc., unquote. The firm's name is Bull & Lifshitz, LLP. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Popular Rotorcraft Association Vice President Tim O'Connor talks about the 48th annual convention and fly-in, which saw a gathering of ultralights and rotorcraft much larger than anything at Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.